Pirates of the Caribbean is back, and boy, did it make a splash. The sequel, Dead Man's Chest, starring Johnny Depp, squashed Superman's all-time box office record for an opening weekend, taking in a whopping $132 million, finishing far ahead of Superman Returns, which made $21.9 million in its second weekend. The Devil Wears Prada was third at $15.6 million. Well, People Magazine editor-at-large and early show contributor Jess Cagle is here. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
You predicted this, 130 plus million, right?
I said it would be at least 80 million.
Wow.
I guess I was about half right.
I mean, this shocked everybody, didn't it? Biggest
opening
of all time.
Biggest opening of all time. It broke all kinds of records. It was the first movie to cross $100 million within 2 days. Nobody expected, really, that this was even possible. And what has changed is these giant multiplexes that are being built have enormous stadium theaters. And so a lot of theater owners, once they saw the lines, they made those theaters available. So they managed to sell a lot of tickets, a lot more than anyone knew.
So they actually switched over. Once they saw the demand, they opened up. Because I tried to get seats online about 12 hours before a movie showing, and it was impossible. They were sold out.
They did not want you to see it. I don't know why. I don't know what Johnny Depp has against you.
But I mean, everybody wanted to see this, right? Men, women, I mean, kids, maybe not little tiny kids. It would be a little frightening.
I think a lot of young kids went, you're right. It is a little scary for kids, maybe under six or seven. The amazing thing about the movie is it appealed to men and women over 25 and under 25. Very few movies appeal to all age groups and all genders.
Right. Now let's talk about maybe potential for all time here, highest grossing movie. The first one grossed about $300 million.
A little over $300 million. It looks like this one is on track to do at least that. I think Titanic still reigns as the most successful movie of all time. And I don't know if it's going to crack that, but I think that it's going to make at least what the first one made.
And what is it about Titanic that you think, maybe what does it take to sort of crack that barrier and become one of the great movies ever, or great moneymakers ever?
It has to appeal to, especially, it has to appeal to everyone like Pirates did, but it also has to appeal to all age groups to the extent that they will go to see it over and over and over again. I don't know that adults especially are going to go see Pirates of the Caribbean over and over and over again.
What does it say about Johnny Depp and his box office stardom?
He was famous for a long time, but he's really a household name now. It's really incredible. The first one, the first Pirates, got him an Oscar nomination. I don't know if that will happen again, but
well, for the same role, that would be, for that to happen again,
it would be strange.
Be amazing, right?
His performance in the new one is not quite as noticeable because he's competing against
himself.
So many special effects and all of that. Yeah.
Right. Wow. And they look like geniuses for making a third one, I tell you.
Absolutely.
What.
Almost already shot.
Real quick, Superman, is it a disappointment?
Superman's a big disappointment.
It's so expensive to make.
The last thing that Superman needed was to have Pirates of the Caribbean open, you know, in its second weekend.
Oh, my. And it's such a good movie, Superman.
It is a great movie. And it still made a tremendous $140 million in 10 days. So it's okay.
Jess Cagle, thanks for being with us.